This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm Joe Ramsey. China claimed 3 gold medals on the first day of the Tokyo Olympics on Saturday, and a cyclist became just the 2nd competitor in Ecuador's history to top the podium with victory in the road race. As the troubled build-up to the pandemic-delayed games gave way to the first full day of competition, China secured victories in shooting and weightlifting. The host country, Japan, celebrated its first gold medal of the games in judo, but saw fan favorites in men's gymnastics and swimming eliminated. But 17 new COVID Olympic-related cases were also announced, taking the total number to 123, 12 of which are athletes. Organizers are also tracking the progress of a tropical storm heading towards Tokyo, with forecasters saying it could arrive on Tuesday. Iraq will provide Lebanon with 1 million tons of fuel oil for its power plants in exchange for medical services under a deal signed on Saturday in Baghdad. Both countries are suffering from major energy crises, with electricity shortages impacting hospitals. A statement from the Iraqi authorities claims under the deal, Lebanon will receive 1 million tons of fuel oil in exchange for quote-unquote goods and services. Lebanon's energy minister says the deal will allow the purchase of 1 million tons of Iraqi state fuel oil over the course of a year. He says the deal will cover a third of the country's fuel needs, expressing hope to be able to provide up to 9 or 10 hours of electricity daily over 4 months. In exchange, Lebanon will provide services and assistance to Iraq in the hospital sector, he said. Amid a dire financial and economic crisis, the Lebanese state is struggling to buy fuel for its power plants, increasing electricity cuts to 22 hours a day in some areas. This is VOA News. Protesters clashed with police during anti-lockdown protests in Sydney, Australia on Saturday, with dozens arrested. Thousands of people, mostly maskless, gathered in defiance of public health orders amidst a growing COVID-19 outbreak. The protests turned violent quickly, as protesters threw potted plants, paint, and water bottles at police officers and media, while others physically assaulted police horses. New South Wales police minister said, quote, "What we saw today were 3,500 very selfish boofheads." Thousands of Hungarians joined the annual Budapest Pride March on Saturday to support LGBTQ people and protest against a law that limits teaching about homosexuality and transgender issues in schools. Hungary's national prime minister, Viktor Orban, has introduced social policies that he says aim to safeguard traditional Christian values from Western liberalism, stoking tensions with the European Union. The European Commission has launched legal action against Orban's government over the new law, which came into force this month, saying it's discriminatory and violates European values of tolerance and individual freedom. Organizers said in a statement the rally on Saturday would show opposition to, quote, power-hungry politicians and reject intimidation of LGBTQ people. Officials in Manila said Saturday thousands of residents fled flooded communities and swollen rivers in the Philippine capital and outlying provinces after days of torrential monsoon rains, which left at least one villager dead. They said they are struggling to open more emergency shelters in order to allow for social distancing among displaced residents and prevent evacuation camps from turning into epicenters of COVID-19 infections. In another hard-hit city nearby, nearly 15,000 residents were evacuated to safety overnight as water rose alarmingly in a major river. Chinese media reported Saturday a man in central China was rescued after spending 3 days trapped in a flooded underground garage following torrential rains, while at least 4 bodies were found after a traffic tunnel was drained. The death toll rose to 58 after record rains at the major city of Zhengzhou on Tuesday, according to state TV reports citing a government emergency official. Meanwhile, rescuers used bulldozers and rubber boats to evacuate residents of areas that were still underwater. The rains flooded a Zhengzhou subway tunnel where at least 12 people died, knocked out power to a hospital and other buildings, and left streets filled with mud. The rescued man was found Friday afternoon in a garage, according to a report. It said he was trapped when the garage flooded Tuesday and laid on a ventilation duct surrounded by floating cars. Reporting by remote, I'm Joe Ramsey, VOA News.